It's Magic 105.4, and I'm delighted to welcome to the studio now Eddie Izzard, Bill Nighy, stars of Valkyrie. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, for those people out there who don't know their history overly well, tell us a little bit about the story behind this.
It's a story about the German resistance. People, as Bill has been saying in interviews, those two words don't normally get heard in Britain very much. But there was a German resistance, over 500 people. There were 15 attempts on Hitler's life. It's actually very difficult to get in and take out a paranoid dictator and kill him. And these were the attempts that happened. And this is the story about one of the last attempts in July 44. And a lot of British actors, Tom Cruise, good German actors and Dutch actors are in... showing this, which is a thriller. It's a thriller set in wartime. It's not an action movie, it's a thriller. You know what's going to happen in the end, but it's a bit like Apollo 13. You knew in that, or Titanic, you knew what's going to happen in the end, but it's a great thriller, I think.
And you get to star alongside Tom Cruise. What's he like on set? Because obviously there's a lot of press around him. Do you ever sort of get involved in all that, or is it just like, right, you know, we're working now, guys?
I have no personal involvement in anything, anything surrounding him or any press at all, really. I don't get out much, but the experience of working with Tom Cruise was entirely okay, more than okay. He was exemplary. He was actually, I found him inspirational, and he was very gracious, very generous, and it wasn't like anything. It was just like going to work with a very well-prepared and professional actor.
The good thing about this film that I noticed is that it shows off Germans in a good light. You know, as you were saying, yeah. You don't normally hear those sort of two words being associated together. Do you think that's actually important for this day and age?
I think it's very important. As I've said, you know, before 1933, when Hitler got in, Germany was just another country. They'd had the First World War. They'd been very militaristic. But so had we in the British Empire, the French Empire. All the European countries did this kind of thing. Since 1945, they've been very groovy. They've had members of ministers of government who are members of the Green Party. We haven't had that in Britain. Americans haven't had that. For 12 years, they went crazy, as I say. You know, it was very difficult. Hitler kidnapped the country, the levers of government. He kidnapped free speech. You couldn't say anything, otherwise you'd disappear off to a concentration camp. So it was very difficult to stand up and be counted. These people did stand up, and they were counted, and they lost their lives.
What is it that makes a good thriller?
I think you have to schedule the information so that people remain on the edge of their seat, and I think Bryan Singer has done that very successfully with this one.
I think a good thriller, you want a backdrop of a story like the Cold War, World War II. It's good having that because a lot of people read a lot of detail into that. They've seen other films. They know situations that are going on. And then it's the dramatic situations you're setting up whereby you're obviously trying to do something and problems get in the way all the way down. I mean, film noir, it's almost this film noir-ish elements to Valkyrie, but it's... It is a great thrill ride, and even though you know what's going to happen, I was on Man. I've seen it twice now, and I liked it the first time, and I loved it the second time. I think it's going to stick around and be a classic.
I really do hope it is. You know, I was watching it, and it is not your typical war movie at all. It's very much like a typical thriller. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.